You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
You know, I asked you to do one thing and that was not be racist. Was that racist? God damn it.
It's not being racist. That, of course, as everyone knows, is my impression of Swedish Chef, one of Sweden's greatest.
Oh, the Muppet.
Well-known historical figures, one of their icons. I mean, everyone knows about, yes, the Muppet. You can call them that, John. That's fine. I'll let you call them that. Only I can call them that, but it's okay if you can do that.
I get
but
a pass.
Yeah, Swedish chef, he's an icon of Swedish culture. You know, he is known for his Swedish cuisine of borky bork and a bork and a chicken and bork and bork and bork.
I didn't know he was a Swedish chef.
Yeah, that's why he's Swedish.
Muppets.
Yeah.
That's where you went?
It's relevant because we're talking about Unravel, which happens to be made by a Swedish video game developer, which I don't remember because you don't have the Wikipedia page.
It's Coldwood Interactive.
Coldwood Interactive makes sense. It's very cold in Sweden. I assume there are also forests there.
If this game's anything to go by, there's some forests, there's some rails, there's quite a few marshes and berries.
Mm-hmm. And winter areas.
And yarn.
There's a lot of yarn.
You need yarn because it's cold.
Because you got to use it, because if you lose it, you die. Or you can't really move around because then you become all frail and like...
Ooh, that freaks... Like when that happened weird, in the game, I was like, oh gosh.
It's one of the most disturbing aspects of the game. One of the things I appreciate about it, even among all this beauty, there is horror.
And I think that's... I don't know. It's... This game is very much like... It's very personal.
We're going to make you feel emotion.
Yeah, it feels very much like that. I tried to explain it to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, what are you playing? I was like, is this game called Unravel where you like... Telling memories, you're a ball of yarn. So, mm-hmm. So you're making the memories that are... No, you're a ball of yarn, like, traveling through memories. Mm-hmm. So you're creating them. No, you're just kind of like... they're just kind of happening behind you, and you're just kind of walking.
I mean, the game opens up where... It opens up with this really beautiful CGI cutscene of this old Swedish woman, I assume. And where she's kind of looking at, like, these old photographs, which we later learn, you know, throughout the course of the game, is her when she was a young woman. Mm-hmm. Like, when she was a child, up to when she becomes an adult. And there's like this kind of great nostalgia introduced like at the onset of the game, and where it cuts after, you know, it cuts to her and it goes to Yarny, which is kind of like comes out of her little embroidery kit because old people love to make Yarny things.
They love to knit.
And then Yarny kind of discovers these pictures for himself, and he goes to each photograph, basically like a, you know, like a menu, if you will, and selects them, and he goes into her memory and experiences it from his ankle-high perspective.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that's where I instantly kind of fell in love with the character. Yarny's adorable. There's no question about that. He is one of the cutest video game characters of 2016. I can't imagine anyone would beat him in regards to that.
What about Trico?
No, John. That bird dog piece of shit can die for all I care. And even though I didn't beat the game, I certainly hope he did die. No, Yarny's the cutest character. We're going to get to our last garden review. I have some stuff to say about that game. But I like how the game starts where it's like in this really, garden area. The sun is shining. It's starting to set. It's very cute. And you're kind of making your way. And it's like, oh, it's kind of simple, like platforming segments where you're kind of moving certain obstacles, like a little baseball or anything up to like a little log. And you hop over. It's like, wow, this is great. And then as the game progresses, it gets a little more difficult. You have to basically incorporate or use parts of your body, your yarn trail, which is always trailing behind you, attach it to certain things to pull yourself up. And it's like, then it introduces more of the harder platforming segments.
Yeah, which I really love the fact, it's a great small detail that it didn't hit me until some of the later stages and some of the more frustrating elements of the game.
Yes.
Where the fact that the yarn trail is always trailing behind you, if you like jump over something and then keep walking and then you find that you can't reach something, like, wait, what? What? And then you have to walk all the way back because that trail thing is there. And so you have to be very particular about where you're walking. And eventually that kind of plays into these puzzles.
Yeah, it does. I mean, there is a certain amount of backtracking in the game. Not as much. It's not like you have to go all the way back towards the level or something. Like, you got to go like to a couple screens over. And then when you find these segments where there's additional balls of yarn, which you can do a little cute little spin move. And it's like, yay, Yarny's back. And then you get to progress through the level and then, again, use parts of your body to progress through it. And I think the game succeeds for the most part in regards to some of its easier to medium kind of difficulty with its platforming. Like, one of my favorite parts of the game is when I have to swing from things, which we don't see in platforming games. It's not Mario, it's not Mega Man, really not in anything that's released today. Certainly not like Shovel Knight, which is a great game. But
the only thing I can think of is maybe Bionic Commando.
Yeah, but even but like recently, you
like
know.
Rearmed.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
Still, that was still like 8 years ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago. Oh, you mean the remake?
Yeah, the remake.
Yeah, I played that. Remake. I thought you meant like the original kind of 2D one.
Oh no, no.
But yeah, I mean, I really liked it. It's like, oh, this is really interesting. And of course, I mean, the game is stunningly beautiful. And when you're progressing through all these environments, and even how you use your body, like when you attach it to something, like a little snow will fall on you, or like raindrops will fall on you. You have to make your way. Or
I really love when a moose appears.
A moose, yeah, and you see it from Yarny's perspective. Yeah, which is really fun.
Everything feels so terrifying,
but also beautiful.
Yeah, you had mentioned this a little off mic too. You're just like, something about this game is very dark.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's never there to me, like, up in the front. Mm-hmm. And I think it, I can't tell if it's coming through because of your perspective, that everything feels so dangerous. There's a particular level, I think it's like berry dice or something.
Is this with the gophers?
Yes, it's with the gophers.
Fuck those gophers. They're awful. They're terrifying.
The gophers just come and fucking rip your yarn out.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know what it was going to do. I thought I was going to get to ride it. And it just, its mouth opens so wide and it's like screaming, but yeah. You don't hear anything because you're like yarn. Mm. And just comes and rips you apart. Then I think that same level is the one with mosquitoes near the end.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't
during
tell.
During the industrial like swamp area.
Right? Yeah. The little marsh.
The marsh area. Yeah.
And I can't. The toxic waste. I could never tell if the mosquitoes were hurting me or not.
Yeah.
Because it was already in a foggy area. Mm-hmm. I did love the little touch where you like, your usual rope swing mechanic is just like a swat, like, get away.
That's cool. It's a nice, like, how he interacts with the environment.
Yeah.
When he's still is cool.
Yeah. And, you know, that's something we don't see too often is like a still animation. Like,
yeah,
it's kind
anymore.
Of like a callback to like a Mario, a Crash, mm-hmm. a Sonic. But yeah, there's something about this game is very dark and I couldn't quite tell why. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's sort of, you know, just to say that like, there are great moments in life, but there's always some sort of darkness around them.
What I think helps is the music. It sets, much as the environments do, it's the music that sets the mood. It tells, it's Yarny's voice.
Yeah.
Because he's silent throughout the entire thing. He doesn't make any noise. But through the music, you know what Yarny's thinking in that moment, which, again, really works. And that, I think that's where the darkness seeps in.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I could just, like, feel the tone that they were setting underneath it all. Mm-hmm. Which I think the soundtrack is really good.
I want to buy this thing. It's so good.
I don't know. It's the way it, like you said, can control emotion. It can control tone. And to me, that is the best kind of soundtrack. To be able to manipulate this beauty with sound.
Mm-hmm.
And to that in combination with the character animations, where there are instances, like in the marsh area, where I didn't really paying attention,
mm-hmm.
but I was starting to walk and I noticed he like was crunched over and I was like, oh, is he hurt or something? But he's like shivering. Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a cool little detail. And there's Coldwood Interactive did a great job with, is Yarny his actual name?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever.
Yeah, it's Yarny. Okay. Oh, I don't think it's not said in the game, but during the marketing and
they called him Yarny.
He's Yarny. Yeah, it's okay.
They did a great job, and there's a lot of love, I think, in attention to detail in Yarny. There were plenty of times where I just kind of fell.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, I guess the height a little too high, and he would get up slower and then kind of like look back, like, and like shake his head.
It kind of reminds me of Inside to a certain extent. Not as dark. When you would die as the boy and is inside, and it's like, oh my God, you feel so bad because he's kind of cute. And like Yarny, it's really cute. And yeah, it kind of brings in the emotion right there with how he's reacting.
Yeah. So, and maybe like with the gopher situation, maybe it took me aback so much because the game especially a lot of the levels kind of start off kind of bright and then they get dark.
Yeah.
And then they start bright again. And it's kind of like you're traveling through the memory. And it makes me sort of interested, especially I think there's a situation where like climbing up a mountain, particularly, I got crushed by fucking rocks so much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a great segment with rocks coming after you. Yeah,
but it
yeah.
kind of like talks about like maybe tribulations. It just feels like there's sort of an underlying tone and
yeah.
or message that's being said, but it doesn't, you know, a few weeks before here, we talked about Virginia, where Virginia is so obtuse. This one is also obtuse, but I don't think because the point necessarily isn't the message. It doesn't ever feel like it has a message that it really needs you to hear.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's telling a very complicated story like Virginia yeah. was, you know, through, you know, it tried to do that through its own music, but it just failed because I think how the gameplay was presented. Where I think what Unravel is trying to do is to show you just like the arduous journey that is, I'm just going to sound so pretentious, but the arduous journey that is life. Like yeah. this woman's life that you're traveling through, all these dark places that she's been, maybe they were difficult times for her and you're experiencing that kind of, that vulnerability that she felt when she was a girl or an adult. So, I mean, that's what I came away with. That's how I thought of it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good way of saying it. Because, like, each level, it has both of those elements. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like how life does in these certain situations. I love also when levels end and you kind of, like, these little crochet knickknacks. You put them on your yearbook and then you
I thought they were body parts first. I thought they were part of him. He's trying to find. But, yeah, you're right. They're little, the things that the woman knit, probably.
Yeah, so, like, little memoirs. Mm-hmm. And you build this photo book and I actually really love the hub world.
It's beautiful.
I think it's an interesting design choice.
Mm-hmm. It's her home, a cottage.
Yeah, and very much so where these, it's like you want to go see their memories. Well, how are memories saved today? They're saved through photos. And then the fact that yarn is a more permanent, to me, in a sense, like a more permanent and hard-earned way to form a memory.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why Yarny is kind of traveling through. I think that's what I really do like about this game is, you're right, the message isn't really too obtuse or too, say,
complicated.
It's not complicated. Yeah, yeah. But it just kind of presents this idea, let's gameplay kind of speak first. Mm-hmm. Gameplay first, then there's a message. If you want to dig into it and kind of like think about why we chose yarn.
You don't necessarily have.
Why we presented it this way, you can, but you don't have to. And I think that is a very great decision that they made and stuck with. And it really helps this game just be a fun journey.
Mm-hmm.
Again, though, I think it gets a little too frustrating.
Yes.
And I can't tell if it may have hinted this in an earlier review, but like, we're playing so many games and we're doing so many different things that maybe I'm just getting frustrated. I don't know if you felt the same way.
No, I did feel frustrated. I think even within like a level that appears to be easy at first, it spikes like sometimes in the middle, but then it gets easier towards the end. Like you have these difficulty spikes that come out like randomly all of a sudden. And that can be off-putting, I think, to some people. I think particularly like one, I think it's the second level. It's the beach level where you see the crabs and such,
mm-hmm.
and where you have to, in order to kind of progress, like in the beginning, we have to like use a paper airplane to get over some trees. I died like a lot on that level because I didn't know how to control it. The controls are very awkward in that
case. I didn't know I was supposed to control it the first time. I thought it was kind of like a cutscene just to get me to the bottom.
That's what I thought too. And I'm like,
sometimes there's like, I would say like, although the game is beautiful, and I think the level design is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
The visual design isn't quite there because mm-hmm. there's no, the visual cues are kind of misleading. There are two instances I can really think of. I think one is that crab level where
a place of depth. Is that where you're going into?
Huh?
A place of like depth and like, what can I interact with this? Oh, I can't.
Yeah. Sort of like that where, well, in the way levels can kind of get laid out
a little bit, and it
doesn't really give you a visual hint how it should be done. And visually, it actually looks quite complicated.
Yes.
When ultimately, it's not really that difficult. So
things glow, like things kind
of
like
spark. Yeah, there's two instances I'm really thinking of. I think one is the crab level where there's like five crabs on the ground, and you kind of like you see like multiple swing points.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I have to connect these swing points and tie knots somehow, and I can bounce. When really, you just have to run to the floor, get the crabs to move just by touching the floor and run back up, do it twice, and then you're good.
Yep.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's not a really like good puzzle necessarily, because it wasn't me having to think like a game player. It wasn't me having to put your puzzle pieces together. It was more, I can't tell if I was
trial and error.
I couldn't tell if did you design the puzzle to be beaten like that? Mm-hmm. Or did I just beat
break
it like
did
that?
You just find a way to
And there's another instance ways. Where like you're riding a log and you run into a gate.
Yeah.
And above that gate is a gear. And I like climbed up to the gear and I saw that it would move and I was like, okay. So like with yarn, you kind of like can make the gear turn. Yeah. No, that's, and I have to raise the gate and it makes the log keep going. That's not what I had to do. I just had to swing from the gear to go to the other side. I was like,
I love that swing.
And I was like, is that, again, was I supposed to do something else? Because visually you were telling me that I need to raise the gate.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not all I needed to do. Mm-hmm. So like those instances, I would kind of get frustrated.
Interactable, like, items in the game or like types of things that you think you can interact with, like they don't act the way we maybe we think they should.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's on us or maybe on them. Maybe it's a mixture of both, but I just think the game, there are points where maybe it's because of my lack of depth perception. I can't see where it is, but yeah, there's like, wait, can I, oh no, that's in front of me where it's so much in front of me where I can't interact with it. Like on the screen, or it's too much behind me where I can't interact with it. Like from that playing with that 2D side scrolling perspective. And so maybe I felt like a little awkward at certain points in the game because the whole environment looks just stunningly beautiful, maybe to its detriment to a certain extent, you know, in regards to that. But, I mean, yeah, some of those puzzles I think were a little awkward there. I mean, there are, like I said, there are spikes, in the difficulty. And I think that, like I said, it can be kind of off-putting.
Especially mid-level.
The mid-level. And that's, I think that's what a lot of people stop playing the game. And I think even when this game came out, because it came out, I think, February of 2016, so a while ago, I think that's why people put it down because of its difficulty. And, you know, and if that's the case, then there's no, you know, shame in using the guide. You shouldn't necessarily have to. But to experience the whole story, to experience that music and the settings, I think people should definitely give it another try.
Yeah, I think there was just a lot about this game that I think was kind of conflicting with me. Which, like, I felt like an indie title, like Inside, where it's not, where those games aren't necessarily too difficult. They're more about the journey and experience it. So, like, I thought that's
Inside
what,
nailed it.
Yeah, and I thought that's what Unravel was supposed to be. So when it got difficult, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
There's only like, why is this so hard?
Yeah, there's only one point Inside where I thought, what do I need to do? But it was only, but then I eventually figured it out. I didn't necessarily have to go use a guide.
For that.
Whereas in Ravel, I think you might have to.
Like it leans a little too much into difficult and it's also a little bit too long maybe.
Yeah. I think you could have maybe not cut out the levels, but you could have cut down on how much time you spend in the levels. Like, you know, certain segments don't necessarily need to be there. Like I don't need to fight another, or not so much fight, but avoid another enemy crab.
Yeah.
We're targeting giant enemy crabs. You don't need as many
there are here
anymore. Yeah.
But like for every little thing like that, there's just wonderful moments like finding a way to release a boat. Mm-hmm. I loved that part.
It was awesome.
It took me a while. I was like, wait, am I supposed to leave the boat? And then I noticed the propeller. I was like, I get to ride the boat. And just those little moments. And it's still like a beautiful game. And I think through its score and kind of like the way these memories kind of glow in the background with like lightning bugs or something. Just those moments to kind of touch me. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple in the message it wants to tell. And I think that works. Sometimes the best message is the most blunt and simple.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. There's not much else I can say. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think it is worth trying. It's like $10, I think.
Well, I think the original price was fairly pricey. I think it was $20 originally. Okay. But I think this game is on sale a lot now, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's like $10 now at this point. Look out. It's available on, I think, the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So
yeah.
You have a lot of
like,
options.
You know, play a level here. Like, get it, play a level here and there. You don't really need a straight shot this one, because I think after a while, seven levels deep, you're kind of like, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the mechanics can kind of get long in the tooth. But ultimately, I think it was a good experience and I recommend it. So I'd give it a 7.5 pushpins out of 10.
There you go. I really enjoyed the game. It was definitely one of my favorites, earlier in 2016. It made my top 10 list. I think it was like number 9 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I still think it fits in there because it gave me experience I don't often get with side scrollers or most games really. I really appreciated that. I think the music is beautiful. The environments are great. And Yarny himself is adorable. And, Coldwood Interactive, I don't think they've officially announced, but Unravel 2 might become a reality. And so I would definitely, want them to eventually do that. And to fix the problems that I think that, you know, that we have and that other people have, maybe adjust that, you know, the difficulty spike and stuff like that. So I'm hopefully that it'll become a reality. So I guess for me, I probably have to give this 8 out of 10 for bark, 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 Yarny, bark, bark.
To make the knit stitch, you're going to insert your right needle into the left side of the loop on your left needle.